Good morning and welcome to Dear Sports Fans Sports Forecast for Tuesday, March 3rd, 2015. Sports is no fun if you don't know what's going on, so here's what's going on. The English Premier League has some soccer on Tuesday. It's West Bromwich Albion at Aston Villa at 2:45 p.m. on NBC Sports Network. You wouldn't think a game between a mediocre West Brom team and a terrible Aston Villa team would be worth watching. But such is the brilliance of relegation in European soccer. Relegation means that the bottom three teams in each league get booted down to a lower league, and the top teams from that league come up. Being relegated is a total disaster for any team, and Aston Villa really needs to start winning to save themselves. In the NHL, there's one national game on TV, but please don't watch it. It's the Buffalo Sabres at Tampa Bay Lightning. Eek! Instead, find a way to see the San Jose Sharks play at the Vancouver Canucks at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Regional Network. It's getting close to the playoffs, and the Sharks, a perennial playoff team, are just outside looking in. I think they'll probably make it, most likely by stabbing the poor Calgary Flames fans in the heart. In the NBA, it's the Houston Rockets at Atlanta Hawks, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on NBA TV. This is a fun game. The Rockets and the Hawks are two of the most innovative teams out there, and they're both winning a lot this year. The Hawks looked at everything the San Antonio Spurs have done over the past 10 years and said, hey, we can do that too. They move the ball unselfishly and play completely as a team. The Rockets are the leaders of the new school on NBA teams that rely primarily on advanced mathematics to figure out which players to acquire and how to get them to play. There's two decent men's college basketball games on today, both between first-place teams and fifth-place teams in the Big East and Big 12 conferences. The first game is Georgetown at Butler, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Fox Sports 1. The second game, West Virginia at Kansas, 9 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN 2. The fifth-place teams in these matchups are determined to do everything they can to impress the people who decide which teams get into the NCAA tournament, that's March Madness, later this month. Beating a first-place team like Butler or Kansas would do a lot for fifth-place teams like Georgetown or West Virginia. Thanks for listening. That was Dear Sports Fans Sports Forecast for Tuesday, March 3rd, 2015. You can find me on the web at dearsportsfan.com or send me questions to dearsportsfan@gmail.com. Thanks to Jesse Fisher for the theme music. He's at jessefisher.com. Have a great day.